Every Tuesday, we share your letters to the broadcaster at this time. You can send them through at powerfmsa.com.au. Use it as a stream of consciousness. If there is something on your mind, get it out of your mind. And here to powerfmsa.com.au, Christy has done just that. She's our first letter this morning, writing, I want to say a big thank you to our locals in Mount Barker that set up Halloween stop-offs for the kids last Saturday. This letter must have come in late last week. It was my little one's first trick-or-treating experience, and they came home with big smiles on their faces and buckets full of treats that I might have skimmed once they finally got to sleep. Yeah, I'd hear that, Christy. We did the same with our kids. Love my community. Often hear such great stuff, particularly from the hills. I'm sure right through the Murrayland South Coast and the hills, there are great things happening. But the hills people love giving a shout out to their own. So fantastic work there. Love hearing those great stories. From Ian, Damon, you've asked in the past for gripes. So here you are. I've come to terms with the roadwork around Stirling now, given it's been there for the last couple of months. But what is really pulled me off is the people who think once the traffic is backed up, they can use the shoulder of the road as their own personal path to get to the Stirling turn off. Someone is going to have a serious accident soon, properly turning off the freeway only to be collected by some impatient idiot doing the wrong thing. Something needs to be done about it. Ian, I hear you, mate. I've seen this happen a number of times. I drive through that area each and every day. Every weekday. And I see it. And only in the last week have I seen people maybe honking their horns at it a little bit more. But you never know. Like, people are trying to turn off, and people are coming from that shoulder. I agree that some accident is going to happen soon. So, yes. Let's do something about that. Ian, really, really great point. Let's take care of that Stirling turnoff there. Amy, can't tell you how happy I was to hear the announcement of Sounds by the River coming back next year. Now, that is the 27th of March in Manham. Such a good place to watch live music. Are you giving away tickets? We often get messages like this when an event gets announced. Not always will we give away tickets, and I don't believe this event we will. So just being clear with you, this is a COVID-safe event, and they will sell out quickly. So give them your love. Get in. Tickets go on sale this Thursday through Ticketmaster. You're going to have to be quick. Sorry to break your heart there, Amy. This coming in from Lynn. Hi, Damon. I wonder if you could spread the word about the Yellow Dog Project. I'm not sure where the idea came from, but the concept is that if you see a dog with a yellow ribbon or something yellow on the leash, it's a dog that needs some space. That way people can avoid approaching the dog with their dog. It could be that the dog has health issues, is training, or is scared or reactive to other dogs. It's an idea that I loved. So, Lynn, there you go. Shared. She said, thanks if you share. You are welcome, Lynn. No worries at all. The Yellow Dog Project. That's a good idea. And finally, from Fiona. Yeah, I'm used to saying finally from Aaron, but Fiona does say, is anyone else a little sad that Aaron wrote back to the show? One of our favourite games during the week was hearing the start of the song you'd chosen and figuring out where you were going with it. One more for good times? No, I said goodbye to that last week. I did promise that was going to be it. You don't need to hear that. You don't need to hear that again. But some of the messages I did receive about that last week, Danielle said a comment that she received at approximately this time last week, I don't know how I could handle listening to this. Russell, our front office lady, always complains about your singing in the morning. Should I sing songs to her? Rory, the singing is far from perfect. Thanks, mate. And from Carly, this was the perfect goodbye.
Say goodbye.
No, you don't need that anymore. Aaron wrote back. He did his bit. If you want to write into letters to the broadcaster, you know where to go. powerfmsa.com.au. Thank you for your letters.